Live from Tribeca.
This is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
And a very good cold Tuesday morning to everybody out there. I think, Len, that Donald Trump's diplomatic skills are brilliantly on display, the way he is handling this missing Saudi journalist by dispatching Pompeo to meet with the Saudis to get to the bottom of where this guy is. It's a brilliant masterstroke of diplomacy on the part of our president, and it leads off our big three this morning, Len.
Do your big three, then I have a little rejoinder to your brilliance of the diplomatic facility of the president.
Also in the big three, the police are now looking for 9 members of the Proud Boys. That's that alt-right group that was speaking up in, on the Upper East Side and got into a melee with the Antifa kooky left loony types. 3 left loonies were arrested, but the police...
But the normal people on the right, they're looking for them. But
well, those loonies those, on the those left... Those people are... on the right are a little kooky, too. I'll give you that. They're all kinds of strange. But I looked at the video. There's a video out
crazy.
There now.
Yeah.
But it's the loony left who starts it. They're the ones who throw something first at the loony right people, and then those loony right people go after the left. Anyway, the police are looking for 9 members of the Proud Boys because the police are not discriminating when it comes to politics. They're just going to arrest anyone who disturbs the peace. And rounding out the big three, setback for Len's friend Stormy Daniels.
My friend.
A federal judge has tossed out her defamation lawsuit against President Trump because when President Trump said that... The alleged affair was a total con job. Well, what he said is protected by the First Amendment. And, of course, her lawyer Michael Avenatti, what does he do? He plans to appeal. And that's going nowhere. And Stormy has to pay Trump's legal fees in this fight.
Wow.
So that was a good day for Trump on all fronts.
She's going to have to collect a lot more singles at some of her appearances to pay for that.
She may well. All right, now you disagree with me on the diplomatic front here. What do you want Trump to do?
Come on. Trump says he spoke to the king of Saudi Arabia, and the king said, oh, no, we don't know anything about it. This is like Putin. Oh, no, we didn't. And he takes his word for it.
If you read the papers, though, you see the Saudis are now prepared.
Well, they are.
They're prepared to come forward and say it was an accident,
which is
kind of funny.
So that means the king lied to Trump, and Trump bought it.
Trump is sending Pompeo there to try to figure out what's going on.
Well, that's going to settle it. That'll settle everything. Hey, what happened with that? They went in there yesterday. And we'll talk to Ian Pannell of ABC News later this morning. But he told us live when we were on the air with him yesterday that a cleaning crew was coming in, right? So the cleaning crew goes into the consulate where the guy supposedly died.
Right.
And then a couple of hours later, they allow the Turks in to examine the place. After the cleaning crew. What is going on there? It's like Keystone Cops in that embassy.
I do have to laugh, though. The Saudis are now prepared, it says in some reports, prepared to admit that it was an accident. They didn't mean to kill the guy. They meant to abduct him and interrogate him, but they didn't mean to kill him, even though they sent a squad of 15 guys, one of whom was a medical examiner with a hacksaw there. But it was a mistake.
Accident.
It was a mistake. It was an accident.
So what was it? They were interrogating him, and all of a sudden...
Somebody dropped the saw.
He died of a heart attack? I mean,
we don't know.
What was the interrogation that went wrong?
We don't know.
Beat him upside the head?
We don't know. But you know what?
Joke.
There is absolutely nothing to be done about it. We are not going to alienate the Saudis. No way, and there's no administration that would do it. Pompeo will meet with them. They'll come out with their excuse. We'll say you were very bad. That was a terrible thing to do. And then it will be business as usual because that's the way the world works.
Trump said he's going to take action. So tell me what action exactly.
Oh, maybe a minor sanction, a slap on the wrist. You're not going to alienate Saudi
Arabia.
Well,
you know what? The Saudis are liable to throw a couple of, they'll find a couple of Saudi guys.
They did it,
throw them under the bus.
They'll chop the heads off of those guys.
Right, yeah.
You know right now that it's that prince who is guilty of sin. So maybe the dad, the king, didn't know. But you know that prince was definitely involved, has his fingers all over this. And he'll give up those lesser lights and say, hey, listen, we're gonna execute him, or we're going to put him in jail.
I don't want to be part of that 15-member rogue squad.
Oh, rogues.
Those guys are not long for this world.
No,
I know.
And you know what? And it's just going to be business as usual because we need the oil. And we need Saudi Arabia as our ally in the Middle East. And they're bad actors, but that's what you live with in life.
Apparently, this has been going on for years. I mean, this is not the first administration. I mean, this has been administration after administration has cozied up to these guys.
The Bushes really loved them.
And
absolutely.
They've overlooked all the abuses and all
so
the
did Obama.
Civil rights.
So did Clinton.
Stuff. Everyone. No, I'm not saying one party or the other. They've
civil
sucked
rights.
Up to these Saudis for years.
Civil rights are overrated. Keep them in the West.
Stop.
You can't have other countries behave the way we do, all right? We tried to export democracy and freedom, and look what we wound up with. an unending war in Iraq. It doesn't work. Keep our values to ourselves in the West,
really?
And let everybody else live the way they want to live.
Isolationism, huh?
But Len, you want to throw out a $100 billion contract? You want to put people on the unemployment line because this guy got
now you're just parroting what the president says.
But you
just that's what you do all the time.
But you know what?
Well, let's see what Congress does, because I have a funny feeling that the legislators are going to overrule whatever or come up with something that Trump doesn't come up with, much as they did with the Russians. It was Congress that put the sanctions on the Russians, and Trump had to put his tail between his legs and say, okay, that may be the same thing here. I don't think Congress is going to sit idly by and let Saudi Arabia.
You know what they'll do? They'll
get
up and they'll make speeches denouncing Saudi Arabia, and they'll pass mild sanctions because they too recognize we can't function in the Middle East without an alliance with Saudi Arabia.
Okay,
not going to happen. Nothing is going to happen except those 15 hit squad guys. They're going to be sawed up. They're going to be chopped
up. I think you're right. I think what does he call himself? MBS? The
MSB.
Prince? MSB.
MSB. MSB 13.
Oh, boy.
Well, so he's interesting, though, because some people, I saw this in the Washington Post, they think that the king of Saudi Arabia, who's given a lot of power to this prince, they should knock the prince out and find someone else, because this prince has gone after a lot of people in his family, and he started this war in Yemen. But he has let women drive.
Well, that's it. He's very clever.
He's a complicated guy.
He's very clever that he's cozied up to the West. He's let the women drive. He's let movies come in there. Mm-hmm. So he's very clever along those lines. But at the same time, listen, if this is an interrogation that went wrong, they were going to bring this guy and kidnap him and bring him back to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
This is a journalist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's not just peaches and cream right there. That's not what you're supposed to be doing with journalists. Well, so right off the bat, they were doing something that was totally immoral. So,
well, what are you supposed to do with a journalist? Sit down and give him an interview?
Well, I think they should kidnap you and bring you back to Saudi Arabia, Mr. New York Post. That's what I think.
I'd probably thrive in an environment like that, actually.
Really?
I know where the power is. I cozy up to power very, very well.
Hey, King. You want to go see a Broadway play?
Exactly. I can get you tickets to Hamilton.
Yeah. I got house seats for you, Kingy.
Just give me a little of that oil money, and everything is going to be fine.
I hated the show, but I've got house seats for you, baby.
Everything is going to be fine. So what do you think of the... what do you think of the Proud Boys, Len? Do you think, here's the question I have for you. Do you think that they should be allowed to speak anywhere? Or what they say is so hateful, they should be prevented from speaking?
No, absolutely.
As Cuomo seems to
imply. No.
Because he's all upset that the Republican Club even invited them to speak.
I think, and it cuts both ways. I thought it was absolutely wrong when Berkeley wouldn't allow Ann Coulter to speak. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I think people and free speech is fine. Where it crosses the line is if you advocate violence. Now, I didn't hear the Proud Boys, what they're going to speak about and what they're going to say. Advocating violence is not protected by the First Amendment. You know, it's free speech, but not if you advocate violence.
Well, you can't yell fire in the...
you can't advocate violence. You just can't. You just can't get up there and say, we're going to chop off the heads of all the people on the left. That's not protected by the First Amendment. So I think you have to be careful what they say. But in general, the answer to your question is they should be allowed to speak wherever they want to speak.
You know, I am still concerned about this, because now you can be getting into this territory where you define, well, what does it mean? I mean, you can call for, if somebody calls for a revolution, that is technically advocating violence. What happens if someone on the left says, we need a revolution, we have to overthrow the capitalist, we have to overthrow the capitalist system?
That, haven't they?
Yes. So is that hate speech, Len?
I think so.
Should they be silenced?
Yeah, I don't think
so. So you're a censor. You believe in censorship.
I don't believe in advocating violence on either side.
Well, how are you going to stop it
then? And
I love
the fact, yesterday I made a little funny. I said, you know, there were bad people on both sides. And some guy tweeted and said, yeah, now you're sounding like Trump. No. That was a joke. Trump said there were good people on both. There were no good Nazis, ladies and gentlemen. So when somebody says there's good people on both sides, that's nonsense. I was making a little twist of that by saying there were bad people on both sides. And here there were. I mean, it was the Antifa guys who had, what, masks on? And
yes,
started going
scary
after
dudes.
The Proud Boys. So
and they started it, too, it appears from that video.
Well,
they started it.
And the Proud Boys finished it, but they're looking for 9 Proud Boys to arrest. So,
Is this getting political, though, because the police feel,
it's
need
gotta
to...
It's got to be a bipartisan
arrest.
Yeah,
a bipartisan... Exactly. That's what I'm getting to sense, They went after the people who started it, but now Cuomo's denouncing them. They think, well, we better round up some righties, too, so it looks like we're being fair.
No, that's... What's wrong with that?
You just want to round up righties because they're righties.
No, that's inaccurate. But I think if they broke the law... then they should be rounded up. If they're having this all-out brawl on the street, that's probably something you should look into if you're running the police department in New York.
You know, if they speak again in New York, Len, I'm going to get you tickets.
Fine. House seats, I hope.
House seats
for the Proud Boys.
Ooh, that's a hot ticket. You should
Proud
see
Boys, the musical. I hate lefties. Don't you too? Let's beat up the lefties.
I want to see Len put on a ski mask and join Antifa outside the Proud Boys rally. That would be fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
All right, when we come back, hey, there were no shots fired at all over the weekend. That's a first in a long time. But I think it's because everybody's now fighting with their fists.
Yeah, sure.
Plus your chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Byer.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Well, is everyone having a fun Tuesday commute? What's an hour at the upper inbound to GWB? The Cross Island is a parking lot. Cross Bronx is a parking lot. Path has been suspended in and out of Hoboken. Everyone having a good time?
Great.
Well, we're here.
We'll keep you entertained while you're stuck
everything
in traffic.
Good? How about you, Joe? What's the name of that Milwaukee pitcher again who threw that
shutout?
I have
no idea.
Well, obviously, from the way you butchered it earlier.
I have no idea.
I think you said Jowls Chasen.
Jowls Chasen.
Yeah, that's what you said.
What is it?
No, I don't know. It's Jowls Chasen.
What is it?
Jowls Chasen. You said Jowls Chasen, which is good. Close.
Can we get a ruling on the Saudi Arabian journalist? I hear his name.
Oh, yeah.
He's Khashoggi.
No, I've heard a lot of Khashoggi. They put an S in there at the end.
What's the ruling there, Joe? What do you
say? He's a Khashoggi to me. It's easier to say.
And Jowls Chasen, the Milwaukee.
Jowls Chasen. What kind of name is that?
It's apparently Latin.
J-H-O-U-L-Y-S.
Julius. Chasen.
Chasen.
Not Chasen. 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 Is that Jewish?
You've anglicized this guy's name.
Joe's funny. I listen to Jason. Joe. And when it comes to like tennis names and hockey names,
he has no
goal. You know, if the winning goal is scored by somebody with J's and K's in his last name, he doesn't say. He'll say, the Islanders won it overtime, 4-3. He doesn't even mention the name.
Notice, after the first time I saw that guy's name, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 4-0.
I noticed.
But come on, Len. We got to cop to that, too. Every time there's some suspect that we got to talk about a story, and we can't figure out how to pronounce the name. I'm the suspect who's 23 years old and lives in the Bronx.
By the way, when I woke up and saw the name, I didn't know how to pronounce it either. So I just looked it up and heard about it. All right, so nobody got shot.
Yeah, that's
how about that, huh?
Good news.
Yeah, mayor's very excited by the fact the first weekend in 25 years, nobody got shot.
This last weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, there was not a single shooting in all of New York City.
That's impossible.
Mayor sounds like he's sick or hungover.
What?
Yeah. He did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is something going on. Either sick or hungover.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like to me. Yeah.
Really?
I guess he was out celebrating that nobody got shot.
Well, it was early up for him. I think it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
That's true. Well, he hadn't been to the gym yet.
You used to interview him 1,000 times, and he was the public advocate. Yeah, so right. I trust your ear on how he sounds.
Yeah, there's something
going on. Yeah, there's something going on.
Let's hear that. Let's see if we can make it out here.
When you think about the history we came from and the challenges that had to be overcome by this NYPD.
Can I have some Excedrin, please?
But I want to emphasize.
Give him a little tipple.
City
hair of the dog that
8.6 million people. Not a single shooting for 3 days.
He was out partying last night.
Single shooting for 3 days. Well, that's good news.
It is good news.
Well, I didn't know they're counting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, I guess Friday night's part of the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
This just in.
Well, let's listen to the mayor again.
This last weekend.
No, let's not.
We know what he was doing on Friday night. He sounds hungover to me. I'm sorry, but he does.
Yeah. So the NYPD is going to arrest 9 members of the far-right Proud Boys involved in the brawl. And you say this is just like an umpire make-good when he gets a call wrong?
I think there's something going on here because Cuomo's certainly been denouncing these Proud Boys and saying very little about Antifa, who started the whole thing because, you know, Cuomo wants to beat up on the right and he does not believe that they should have freedom of speech, much like you, Len. And I think the police are now very sensitive to the fact that they can't be seen as just rounding up the kooky, loony lefties. So they got to round up a few kooky, loony righties as well.
Oh, I didn't know there were any kooky. I just thought it was a given that the kookies and loonies are on the left with you. So now you say there were some kooky and loony
righties? I'm not supporting, I don't support the Proud Boys. I don't know much about them, but they seem really far out there. They're probably racist. I'm not going for those
guys. Let's invite a few of them in the studio.
Well, we should. Let's get a Proud Boy on, and let's get an Antifa person on here, and let's have our own riot in the studio.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
And I'll go out of the studio and watch it, because I'm a pansy. This is the Chief of Department, Terrence Monahan.
They were refused access to the people who were supposedly victimized. They had their own medics on the scene. The officers were told to get out of here. We want nothing to do with you. Please leave the scene.
Oh. So the Proud Boys travel with their own medics?
They have their own country? They have their what?
No, they have their own medics.
Yeah, apparently.
Very strange. Yeah. I tell you, this, but you know, Len, in all seriousness, we can joke about this, but there's something bubbling in this country. Violence, clashes, riots. I think we are headed for a very violent and dangerous and dark time in this country.
Well, that's sad. I mean, that really is sad.
And I think the left is going to go out of its mind.
It's the left.
The left's fault. If they don't claim the House of Representatives.
What are they going to do? They're going to riot? What are
you talking about? I think so. We had riots in the 60s. Why? Really? What's to stop us from having riots again? I think you're going to see.
Diane Feinstein's going to be out there beating people up.
No, it's all these young kids who want everything for free.
Is that it?
Yes, they all live under bridges in Portland, Oregon.
Trolls?
No.
Here's more from Monahan on the Proud Boys.
We should not be scapegoating our cops. We should respond to a very chaotic scene. Three officers, 20-something-odd people. I think their job, their responsibility was to break groups up. Other sectors responded to try and do the investigation, and they were asked not to get involved.
All right, so it looks like they're going after nine on the right. They arrested three on the left. Well, that's not a...
Well, they got to arrest six more on the left to make it even.
Let's make it even. Let's make everybody happy. Time for the latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Hello, Len. Can Secretary of State Mike Pompeo find out the truth about that missing journalist, Jamal Khashoggi? He landed in Saudi Arabia amid a CNN report that Khashoggi was killed during an interrogation that went wrong. President Trump says he wants to know what happened.
We're working very close with Saudi Arabia and with Turkey, and they're working together to figure out what happened. And they want to know what happened also. So... a lot of people are working on it.
Trump previously said that the Saudi king denied any knowledge of knowing what happened. He suggested rogue killers may have been responsible.
Yeah, these rogue guys just broke into the...
Broke in, yes. Yeah. No. It doesn't look like it was a rogue. Yeah. All right, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has ordered an investigation into why his administration hired someone who had been accused of sexual assault. Al Alvarez resigned earlier this month. On the same day, Murphy says he learned that a campaign volunteer had accused him of sexual assault.
Sexual misconduct in any form is and will continue to be treated by this administration with the utmost gravity. Now we must lead and prove that commitment. Words are not enough.
Well, those comments came as the campaign volunteer Katie Brennan claimed she was sexually assaulted in April of 2017, took that complaint to authorities, and it wasn't taken seriously.
Mm.
Yes. Garfield High School is closed today because of an unspecified threat. Now, we don't know what the threat was. Police are investigating. Not the first time this happened. 2 years ago, a lot of schools, including Garfield, were targeted by some robo-bomb threats. Our news brought to you by Premier Osteoarthritis Centers. Treatment for arthritis pain. You can call 1-855-OLD-KNEE, 855-653-5633. And if you thought the sex doll industry could not get any creepier... You guys were into this stuff, right? I mean,
very much so. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not into sex.
No, no, no.
No, the stories we've had live reports from Houston, for example.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a new deal. There's a rental firm that's offering widows replicas of their dead partner.
What?
But most widows don't want their
exactly.
They want a younger guy.
I know.
They don't want some.
Do they
old.
Want him the
they
age he died?
Old guy?
Died, or they want him when he was young and sprightly?
They want the old guy, really?
Probably the younger version of their spouse. But anyway, business is booming.
It is.
Yes, and they say it's beneficial for people who have lost a husband or wife. They say it helps them keep a piece of their loved one and provides them with some comfort. And here comes the creepy part. It also helps people looking for threesomes.
What?
Yes, because they really didn't want to see their partner with another person, but now it's just a dummy, and so, okay, maybe it's a little more exciting.
I don't believe the story at all. Where'd you get this bogus?
That is just bizarre.
Dopey. That is creepy if you want to make love to your dead husband's plastic sex doll. I mean,
with somebody else.
With a live person.
Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
Thanks, Joey. We can count on you for all the latest. Appreciate it. When we get back, you know, it's safe to date a Trump lover again. That's right. We have the latest dating app out there that's very successful. Plus, we'll put a grand in your hand with another chance to win $1,000. It's 7:05 here on 710 WOR. But right now, oy vey, Bernie Vider with the messy traffic today.
OR.
And a very good morning, everybody. A big legal setback for Len's friend Stormy Daniels yesterday.
Why do you keep saying
Oh,
that.
You love Stormy Daniels. You can never get enough of Stormy Daniels.
Then. Absolutely not true.
No, because she's going after Trump, so that makes you happy. But a federal judge on Monday dismissed her lawsuit against Trump that claimed he defamed her when he suggested she had lied about being threatened to keep quiet about their alleged relationship. Uh-huh. The judge, James Otero, in Los Angeles, ruled that Trump's speech was protected by the First Amendment and it was kind of rhetorical hyperbole.
That's pretty much what Trump does all the time.
Trump does indulge in rhetorical hyperbole on a regular basis.
Very nice of you to admit that.
Well, he does, but that's what makes him so effective.
Gotcha.
You know, that's why we love his rallies.
Well, Michael Avenatti called the ruling, quote, limited.
Oh, yeah.
And said it did not affect Daniels' primary case against Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen, which seeks to invalidate her 2016 NDA. Now, Trump's attorney, Charles Hayter, here's what he said. He said, quote, no amount of spin or commentary by Stormy Daniels or her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, can truthfully characterize today's ruling in any other way than a total victory for President Trump and total defeat for Stormy Daniels.
You know, I think Avenatti is fading from the scene because I believe he made a very big miscalculation when he came out with that woman, Swetnick, who claimed that Kavanaugh was involved in gang rapes, of which there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And a number of Democrats think that Avenatti hurt the cause by airing allegations that were so completely outlandish as to galvanize support for Kavanaugh on the part of the Republicans. So I think your pal Avenatti is misplaying his cards, Len.
You mean he's not going to be president? Didn't he say he's running?
Yes,
in 2020? Yes. I mean, he's not going to run now?
He may run, but he's not going to get
anywhere. Swetnick will be his running mate.
Stormy will be his running mate.
No, I don't know. So what? No, but as part of this ruling, which I found fascinating, is that Stormy has to pay Trump's legal bills.
I think that's good.
That's kind of an interesting twist.
It's true. Absolutely true. Yeah. No, she went after him, and he got off on the grounds of rhetorical hyperbole, which is a very good description of his speech patterns.
Right. Hey, I have a new dating app for you. Do you like dating apps?
No, I've never used
one. You ever been on one?
No, of course not.
Would your girlfriend approve your being on one?
No, she would not.
Well, there's a new app that's out.
Yeah.
Emily Moreno put this together. She's a former GOP aide, and she found that it was getting very difficult to date anyone who didn't like President Trump. Her quote is, for many young Trump supporters, liberal intolerance has made meeting and dating nearly impossible.
That's probably true.
She says support for the president has become a deal breaker instead of an icebreaker. So she created a new app. And if you're a Trump lover, you go on there and you only find other. It's called Donald Daters.
I wonder if Stormy Daniels is on there.
Well, I just I downloaded it, but I didn't want to fill out the whole thing because then you have to give a profile. I don't particularly want to date other people, period, let alone Trump supporters. But the whole idea of Donald Daters is an online dating app.
Daters.
Donald Daters. Got to come up with a better name than that.
I think that's cute, Donald Daters.
Donald Daters.
As opposed to you as a Donald hater.
See, that's just not fair.
It's true.
Donald Daters is an online... Can I read this?
Okay, go ahead.
It's an online dating app that brings together like-minded singles who share beliefs with President Trump. And on the app, and I just downloaded it, it says, meet the right... All caps for right. Meet the right match for you, literally.
That's cute.
Think anybody goes on these apps?
Well, I mean, it's going to be popular in places like Washington, New York, and San Francisco because, let's face it, you're going to have a hard time finding Trump supporters in cities like that if you're a Trump supporter.
See.
Listen, it's getting interesting. You know, my girlfriend is by no means a Trump supporter. And
you are. So
your
date's supposed to be fascinating.
Yeah, we don't discuss politics in the House anymore. We just don't. Because
you just don't.
It becomes too heated and ugly. And I got to tell you, I was walking through a minefield during the Kavanaugh nomination, because I supported Kavanaugh, but I once said that, and it sort of blew up in my face there. So we just agree to not discuss political things.
Is it entirely, is it absolutely impossible for a Trump supporter not to date a Trump hater or vice versa? Is that really a deal breaker on a date?
Could well be, I would think. I mean, as I say, my girlfriend and myself, we simply just don't discuss politics anymore. You can't do it.
What do you talk about?
Oh,
this will be good. I think of something good.
Well, we talk a lot about me. And my career.
And you talk about a lot about you.
And I talk about a lot of myself.
That's why I like her. She talks a lot about
you. She listens. That's it.
Hey, solid Brooklyn. You going on the Trump dating app or what?
I'm not going on the Trump dating app. Honestly, I'm happily married, but in my mind, there's nothing better than dating app to describe. I mean, it's just called rhetorical hyperbole, because all dating apps are. It's rhetorical hyperbole. I'm amazing. I'm wonderful.
Yeah, everyone lies on those apps.
Well, how do you know if you don't go on, if you're married and don't go on apps, how do you know all that?
Because I hear it in the news. I honestly don't know. I've been on Twitter or whatever. I don't go on dating apps. I'm happily married. I don't need them. But, I mean, it's all rhetorical hyperbole. It's just called rhetorical hyperbole.
Okay. That's why you call. That's why you called to tell us that?
I could throw in an Elizabeth Warren thing, but why talk serious if you can build jokes?
Oh, okay.
The Pocahontas dating app.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. You should have that. That's a good idea. Let's start one of those.
Well, that's the genetic dating app that you go on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Powwow something or other.
Yeah, there you go. Powwow daters.
That's
thanks,
good.
Saul. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, Saul.
Happy marriage to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just can't. I know a couple of single people who supported Trump. They have a very difficult time dating, because once it comes out, you know, you're with a nice woman having a glass of wine. Once it comes out that you voted for Trump, that wine is going to be thrown in your face.
No, I don't know if it's thrown in your face, but I do think that that's really drives the discussion. You know, when we go out with people, you determine what team they're on, and then you know if you can talk or not. Mm. But if you don't know what team they're on and you can't tell, then you don't talk about politics. This is all about team. It's all about tribal warfare.
Sadly, sad to say. But remember, we used to be able to go out and debate people and it wouldn't get ugly? You could have a different point of view. You could support a
like we do
candidate
on the show.
Exactly.
We show you how to do it.
Without hating each other.
Exactly. Well, partially. part of the time. Hey, what's it? So, I'm shocked. Trump stiffed somebody?
Yeah, there was.
Boy,
this,
what a shocker.
Well, this is a story Len loves. This photographer, Arthur Elgort, he was interviewed at the 92nd Street Y the other day, and he claims that after Trump and Melania got married, he took a photo shoot, and he never got paid. It was only a few hundred dollars, he said, but Trump stiffed him, never paid for the post-marriage shots of Melania, who was apparently in a swimming pool. I think she was at the pool in Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, this guy claims he never got paid.
But, well, what a shock. Get in line with all those other people that Trump didn't
Well, maybe Trump
years.
Didn't think the photographs were very good.
Oh, so that's the
maybe
excuse.
They were blurry.
Oh, boy.
Could have been.
Of course, he
you
never
know.
Paid electricians, never paid painters,
well, he's not gonna
never
pay
paid
for
plumbers.
He's not going to pay for shoddy work.
So you'll defend him. You know?
I'm just saying.
If he shoots someone on Fifth Avenue, Riedel's going to say, well, it was self-defense.
Could well be.
How do you know it wasn't?
Exactly.
How can you tell?
All right. When we come back, Inspector Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia.
Inspector Clouseau?
He's in Saudi Arabia solving the mystery of the missing journalist. Has he found any body parts? I'll tell you when we get back. Plus, you have some cash coming up. Your chance to win $1,000 at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic.
New York, 710 WOR.
Oh, coming up. On 654, just look at the bright side. If you're waiting in that 90-minute delay, the upper GW inbound because of problems on the Cross Bronx, you get to listen to Michael Riedel on a soapbox much, much longer than
a
couple of minutes. You know
what? I'm on a soapbox and you're not?
No,
you're
not
just
me.
You're level-headed and
I am.
Sober and you listen with both ears, yes. All that nonsense.
Exactly. I'm the voice of reason.
Oh,
did you know that? You didn't hear that one?
Stick to sports, will you, Len?
And go back to sports. Hey, you know, you can email either of us or both of us directly and privately on our website at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. Now, in the last segment, we're talking about this new Trump dating app for people who support Trump and they feel they can find similar points of view from people and don't have to have a bad first date. You like Trump, I hate Trump, and have a fight and storm off.
That's right.
And maybe there'll be a second date. So you said that you can't discuss politics with your girlfriend because she's anti-Trump and you're pro-Trump. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
So Christopher emailed us at the website. He says, about you. He says his relationship is doomed if there's no discussion of politics.
And quite the contrary, if there were a discussion of politics, that's where we would
You'd
get
be doomed.
Trouble. Listen, all I can tell you is on election night when Trump cleaned Hillary's clock,
yeah,
my girlfriend was in a fetal position in tears. It was not, yeah. And of course, I had to secretly pretend. I mean, I had to pretend to sympathize with her, and there were some other women.
But you were shocked, weren't you?
I must have
believed the polls.
I was shocked, but I was surrounded by people who thought Hillary was going to win, so I couldn't gloat, which is very difficult for me to hold gloating
I know,
in,
that's true.
As you well know.
Oh, I know that.
Because
yeah.
they were screaming, and they were crying, and they were throwing things, and they were drinking,
yeah.
and I just kind of wanted to jump up and down with my American flag, but I had to sit there very quietly.
That is tough for you.
It was. I wanted to gloat in ways you can't even imagine, but I didn't.
Good for you. Well, Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, has arrived in the Saudi kingdom to meet with the king.
Mm.
And what do you think he's going to get straightened out from the king? What's
well, the king
there?
Is kind of out of it, which is why the prince, MSB, I think we're calling him,
yeah.
and he's a pretty brutal guy, which is why the prince is now in command. So I don't know if you're going to get much out of the doddering old king there. But I'm telling you, Len, there'll be some mild sanctions. There'll be some speeches on the floor of the Senate denouncing the murder of this poor journalist. But once it passes, it'll be business as usual, as it always is with the Saudis. They're our ally. They're not good people. It's a corrupt, terrible, brutal regime. But they help us in our fight against Iran. And you can't have peace with the Palestinians and the Israelis without the Saudis being involved pressuring the Palestinians. That's the real politic of that world.
Well, the real politic of this alleged murder, which most people are now admitting was a killing, inside the Turkish embassy of the journalist who lives in the Washington, D.C. area and writes for the Washington Post. But the first story was the king, we know nothing. We know nothing. He sounds like, Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Hero. We know nothing. Well, all of a sudden now, according to reporting now, it hasn't been official, the Saudi government's going to change their story and say, yes, he was killed inside the consulate. It was an interrogation that went bad. Now, you explained to me with a hacksaw, we're interrogating you by cutting off your arm, and that went bad? Well, who thought that wouldn't?
Well, listen, I'm not defending the Saudis, all right? It's a brutal, despotic, horrible, violent, awful regime that do terrible things to their people. Don't put me on the spot in defending the
so
Saudis.
So no sanctions?
There'll be mild sanctions.
Well, like what? Can anyone give me a single example?
I don't know do I look like Lindsey Graham to you? I don't know what sanctions they should impose on Saudi Arabia.
As a matter of fact, you do look a little
Thanks
bit.
Thanks a lot. I don't know what they're going to do.
What
do you want to do? You want to just sever all ties with Saudi Arabia? Does it make any sense?
By the way, Congress is going to have a lot to say here, because I think if the president doesn't do things, Congress will, as they did with Russia. But let's see what the president was saying yesterday.
I'm really sending him just to find out really firsthand what happened. What they know, what's going on.
So Pompeo's going to find out, and he'll be on the scene, and he'll have firsthand knowledge, and he'll mm-hmm. have it all figured out, right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Not much is going to happen.
It's a terrible situation. There's no question about it. I don't like it one bit.
All right. What else did you have to say, Mr. President?
We're working very close with Saudi Arabia and with Turkey, and they're working together to figure out what happened. And they want to know what happened also. So a lot of people are working on it.
Turkey and Saudi Arabia hate each other, by the way.
Saudi Arabia knows exactly what happened. And
chopped the guy up. That's what they did.
Even if it was an interrogation that went bad, the interrogation was going to kidnap him back to Saudi Arabia and imprison him because he dared to be uncomplimentary about the prince. That's what it's all about. The prince has gotten all this great glowing publicity because he's allowing women to drive and he's put in movie theaters. But the truth of the matter is he's a bad guy. And Khashoggi, the journalist, has written that. And that's why they're out to get him. Well, they got him.
So what is your remedy for this? What do you think they should do?
Well, I'd like to hear what the possible sanctions are. Let's see what the buffet looks like. I don't know what exists other than stopping the arms sales. There must be something else. No,
you're not gonna stop $100 billion in arms sales. Chinese will step in and sell all the weapons anyway. You're not gonna stop that.
Yeah,
not gonna happen.
I'm curious. I want to hear what others have to say. For example, in the next segment, we have ABC News analyst Alex Castellanos joining us. So maybe he has an idea of what those sanctions might look like, other than getting rid of the arms sales. But they may have to tinker with that a little bit. I don't know.
Sometimes in the real world of politics, it's best to avert your eyes.
All right. So we'll ask Alex Castellanos coming up next. We'll talk to him about the Saudis, Maybe we'll ask him something about Pocahontas as well. And yeah, stick around, a chance to win $1,000. It's 7 o'clock.